So we've reached 250,000 subscribers, and we are just getting started. For those may be wondering why there's an episode coming out and it isn't Thursday, today marks SFIA reaching 250,000 subscribers. Of course, this episode was made in advance, and I suppose there's a 1 in 7 chance it is a Thursday, and we've got a bonus episode for the day. It's been about a year since we celebrated reaching 100,000 subscribers, and it seemed like we should commemorate 250k as well, but I wasn't too sure what we should talk about. We already did a biographical episode for 100k, and I'll link that episode too, but I'm not really a fan of biography, especially autobiography, so doing a repeat or going into more detail seemed the wrong direction. We also considered doing a behind-the-scenes look at the channel, and we will do a bit of that too, but unlike a traditional TV show or movie, we don't have outtakes or interviews with actors or shots of stunts and special effects to show. I get asked a lot how I make the episodes, what the process is, and my usual reply is that I sit down at my computer with a cup of coffee and tap away at the keyboard for several hours, interrupted with breaks to get more coffee or play with my cats. There's a little more to it than that. For instance, I'll sometimes pause to vent my brain by playing some game or answering some correspondence, which explains how I am now on level 1301 of Candy Crush Soda Saga, and why I'm much more active on our Facebook group than our Reddit or Twitter account. I've gotten better about posting to Reddit the last year, and even did an AMA a few weeks back at Allspace, but for Twitter, I still mostly just reply to direct messages, and have a volunteer who helps with the regular posting. Twitter's enforced brevity doesn't work well for me, since I usually need a couple paragraphs just to say hello. There is obviously a lot more to making an episode than just me sitting at a desk, and folks often ask me for advice on how to start their own channels too, which is something I'm pretty passionate about encouraging. There's so much talent out there and not nearly enough quality material, and I think a lot of potentially great creators are out there, but unsure how to do it and nervous of trying. So I thought maybe we'd take this approach to things for today. I have a lot of folks to thank as we go through this. I'll be putting their names up on the screen, and some abridged bios for those of them who let me. Many, of course, value their privacy, too. I'll start by saying that we never work on a single episode at any time anymore. I'd mostly stopped doing that even before we started collecting volunteers to help on them. As I write this, I've just finished up an interview with my friend Fraser Kane of Universe Today. In a couple days, our April 27th episode, Alien Beacons, will come out, and I have just started the script for the first episode of June, which will be one of our Book of the Month episodes, and I've been exchanging emails with its author today. I don't know when this episode will come out, but I'm guessing late May or early June. Throughout writing it, I'll be taking pauses to record the fourth episode of May, and work on the video overlays for the first episode of May, and tabbing back and forth to see what script changes to the last episode of May have been suggested, and messing around with some of the development blog and audio drama scripts for the Hades 9 game that I consult on, and that we see a lot of footage from in episodes. We just work on a lot of things simultaneously. Every episode takes a lot of prep time, so we need to work on more than one at a time. They all have a beginning, of course, some place where the episode originates. Sometimes one gets spawned because a script I've been working on doesn't feel complete, and so it gets divided into two parts so we can spend more time on it. Sometimes we'll collaborate with another channel, and I get on the phone with them and we kick around ideas till we find the right one. Occasionally there's a book I want to cover, and I pick a topic and theme appropriate to it and our channel. Sometimes someone just leaves a suggestion in one of the comments, and my brain locks onto it. However, the two most common ways are pause or bouncing ideas around the production group, the private Facebook group where we do all of our plotting and planning for episodes. I typically split the polls between our main Facebook group and Patreon, and usually, while we always do whoever came in number one, we do at least a few others that came up high on the poll. At that point, I try asking myself, before doing any other research, could I sit down and talk about this for half an hour, right now? If the answer is no, the episode goes into what I call my cold storage queue, a big list of possible topics that would easily keep me busy for another decade to come, and which I occasionally review for possible episodes as circumstances change. While we often do a lot of research after picking a topic, I will not do an episode I feel I need to further research to discuss competently. I feel I really need to know a topic and have a good idea what we'll cover in it before it gets greenlit. Often that changes as we delve into topics before writing them and scripts go out the window and get restarted, or have whole sections added or removed during drafting, but I feel very firmly that if I'm not confident about a topic and interested enough in it to discuss it for half an hour from the beginning, then it's not what I should do, at least at that time. Sometimes at this point I'll do an outline or brainstorm with the folks who help me edit the scripts, but often I just go ahead and do a first draft. I'd say probably about a third of our scripts get written the day I decide on a topic and make it through editing with only minor alteration, where I just sat down and started typing until I felt done. Many others will get rewritten one or more times before anyone ever sees them. When they do, though, I post them up as a Google Doc and send links in for others to view and comment. I usually try to leave them up there for at least a week of commentary, though occasionally I'll decide one needs to be killed and rewritten. That commentary can be anything from spelling and grammar fixes to discussing about the science and bits we can add or trim, to entire page rewrites and why you'll often see in episode credits someone else listed with me as the writer rather than editor. The one you'll probably see the most is Mark Warburton, who I rely on very heavily both for his science and writing skills, but there's a couple dozen folks who regularly help in this capacity as their time and skills permit, and they run the spectrum from being experts in a field to just very good with writing and phrasing or grammar. Some I know well, and others I literally do not know their real name. We don't really have to worry about spoilers and leaked scripts, so when someone expresses an interest in helping out, I'm only too glad for it. And Google Docs, once folks get used to commenting mode, is an amazing way to collaborate on documents. We do very occasionally do Skype chats for brainstorming, but not nearly as much as I'd like. I keep meaning to set up more regular ones, particularly after seeing how well that works for the Discord server my friends at Legion Tech Studios have for Hades 9. But I haven't quite figured out how to do that, or even properly use it, and when I do, I will set one up for the channel, too. Sadly, a lot of projects get put on the back burner if I'm not too sure the best way to do them and have to rely on other folks who have limited time to work on volunteer projects. A SFIA wiki has been in progress for around a year now, and our website always has planned changes we keep not getting done, in spite of valiant efforts by Apollo and Ventislav since Louis had to leave us for time limitations. Skilled people tend to be busy people. You can grab them sometimes, if they have a spell of inactivity, but they will tend to get busy again soon. And of course, we're always looking for a hand on these to get them rolling, or to help moderate the comments here or on Facebook or Reddit. Folks move on, and I always like to encourage them to get what they can out of the experience to do their own projects. Those moderators on our Facebook group are possibly the most overworked of all, and never get thanked in the credits, but have been absolutely vital in making that such a busy and friendly, polite place to share ideas. One of those mods and editors left us under the saddest circumstances last October, Travis Wright, who passed away at age 29. He was with us almost from the beginning, and he is greatly missed. An awful lot of folks put a lot of their time and passion into helping out here and making this channel the great success we are celebrating today, and I never thank them enough, nor in truth could I. At some point, of course, we complete our script editing and move on to record. There was always a lot of debate in the early days if I should have someone else narrate instead of me, though it was mostly me arguing that I should get a narrator and others saying no, keep doing them myself. The most important purpose of the channel is to share ideas in an easy-to-understand way, and many folks have no problem with my speech impediment, but many do, and for me that was unacceptable in the long term. In the end, I decided to accept that with a caveat. I'd gotten some good convincing evidence my speech impediment was fixable, and found a group that did online therapy via webcam. I've had tons of therapy in the past when I was young, all of it a failure, but things change. I decided I would try it for 2 months and evaluate if I had gotten better and could see a path to major improvement. It's interesting in hindsight because the channel was teetering on the edge right there. I decided if the answer was no, I would get a narrator. Looking back, I think that would have been a bad move and probably seen the channel stop. I've been at it for around 9 months now, doing a few sessions a week, and still have a long way to go. The accent, whatever it is, and no one has ever figured it out, is here to stay, nor do I have any desire to get rid of it, to be honest. It's too much a part of me. But I'm confident I'll have the impediment gone by the end of the year. Recording those narrations is probably more time-consuming than folks think, and the editing even longer, it's probably about 20% of total production time. For those who are curious, while I've used a lot of different microphones, I switched over to using what is known as a condenser mic about a year and a half ago, and my recommendation for anyone wanting to try their hand at it is to grab a cardioid condenser microphone if you're recording while sitting and reading from a script like I do. Good mics and audio setups can run hundreds or even many thousands of dollars, but you can get some pretty cheap but good ones for about $30, complete with pop filter and scissor arm, and that will plug right into the USB port and can be recorded and edited with Audacity, a free program that's among the best. You can always upgrade later, but when you're just starting out, keep it simple and cheap. At that point, I export the finished file as WAVs and upload it to my Google Drive, then export as an MP3 for a narration-only version of the episodes on SoundCloud and iTunes. I then share that with the production group and Luca DeRosa, who has been helping on the channel in a lot of ways for over a year now, but has taken on the role of music manager recently. He picks out the music we use for episodes nowadays, and these days we mostly try to limit our selections to musicians he and I have gotten to know. There are a lot of great musicians out there who make their work freely available for people like me to use, and to whom I'm very grateful, and indeed in some cases gotten to know, but we also have been reached out to by a lot of folks in the audience who are composers, who've lent their music to us, or even composed songs just for the channel. One of the most awesome things about running this channel is constantly finding out how much diverse talent there is among the audience. We do contemplate some pretty awesome and deep topics here, so I shouldn't be surprised to encounter so many impressive and creative minds among the viewers, but I'm always amazed at the quality of some of the engagement I get. At this point, usually about a month before the episode airs, it goes to the back burner to simmer for a while. We need graphics to accompany these, most of which simply do not exist. They have to be made, and this is mostly when that happens, though work often begins as soon as an episode gets scheduled. For those of you who aren't too familiar with graphics, even one 10-second clip can take a whole workday to put together, and days or weeks for it to render, even on powerful computers. We could never produce enough for a whole episode every week, so of course we have to reuse clips a lot, and supplement heavily from public domain sources like NASA, or Pixabay and stock footage houses. Our usual approach is for the topic, or a bit of the script or narration, to suggest an animation to one of our artists, and them to do it and send it to me. And I'm always grateful for any new animation or large image I can pan and zoom around. I do ask folks to put their signature or watermark on them these days, as it's very hard to keep track of who did which, or if I use them in an episode. Nobody gets paid for doing this, so it's doubly important to me that they get the credit they deserve, and that's best done right on the animation. I still do some animations myself. You can usually tell those because they're not very nice, and I use a software called Blender for that, which is also free though has a steep learning curve. However, there are some awesome tutorials on YouTube for that. For overall graphics, every artist uses the software they work with best. Once those graphics are in, and Luca sends me the musical score for the episode, I go to work on the video itself. I normally avoid saying what software I use for this, as I don't like to endorse anything that's not free, but I've never found a good free software for video production. If folks have suggestions for any, let me know, because the lower the cost of getting a channel started, the more folks will give it a try. Often those free softwares are very good. For instance, I still use Paint.net for creating most of my non-animated visuals. However, the one I do use most of the time is fairly cheap and straightforward to use, Pinnacle Studios Ultimate. And if you're curious, I usually work with 6 layers, bottom 2 for music and narration, top for text, and the others for the main visuals. It's always a good idea to have one more layer than you typically use. There's a lot more to this than just slapping a video clip on a timeline, but you can do it that way and you pick up a lot of tricks with practice. Then I render it, which happens a lot faster nowadays with the very upgraded computer donations have allowed me to acquire. By default, I go for MPEG-4, 25 frames per second, 1080p render. One day we may upgrade to 4K, but right now we have a hard enough time even getting 1080p graphics, and often we use 720p or even lower. I also knock out a copy of the audio only with the music on it, and both it and the narration only version both get uploaded to SoundCloud and iTunes. I often forget to mention those during the episodes, but yes, there's an audio only versions as MP3s for free download. At that point, we review it, and a big thanks to Keith Blockus, who seems to have a knack for catching errors. Typically, this is also when Jacob Grigor does the cover art for episodes 2, and he deserves a special mention, as the very first to volunteer here, and he's been turning out beautiful work for the channel since early in the second season. Sometimes we have to re-render episodes for errors or glitches. Occasionally one is minor enough we decide to let it slide, or we miss one. Whenever we have an error, we pin it at the top of the comments on a video. We used to do those as on-screen annotations, but YouTube removed that feature. Errors happen, and please don't hesitate to point one out if you see one. I consider it a favor. I should also note that every episode is up on BitChute, too. And while I do always send takedown notices to folks who re-upload my work to YouTube or other places, usually crammed full of ads and with the credits removed, you are absolutely welcome to download them for home use, schools, presentations, and so on. My only request is that you make it clear where it came from so other folks can find us. We do lose out on some advertising money that way, but I don't really use ads much here in favor of donations, sponsors, and relying on volunteers. The sponsors are a new thing since we did the 100k special, and if anyone is wondering, we get a lot of offers for that, and I am very picky. The turndown rate is about 98%. It's important to me that the content be freely and easily available to everyone, and I don't personally like ads on the front end, hence why I do sponsor messages at the end of episodes, right before the schedule and credit roll. I also like being able to pick what's running. I've nothing against car ads, but they're not a very logical match for SFIA, where a science fiction novel obviously is, and we've been recommending novels since the outset of the channel. I also don't like the idea of the channel being dependent on YouTube for everything, and that served us well during last year's adpocalypse that killed a lot of good channels. We mostly run on donations on Patreon and by PayPal, and those folks have been very generous, and I don't like asking folks for more. Plus, it's good to diversify if you want to last, and we are here to stay. A really big part of that is getting to interact with all the folks who come here, and that would be my last bit of advice for anyone considering jumping into the game themselves. You have to earn your audience's respect, and if you're doing that right, they will have earned yours in the process. They are where you'll get the comments that keep you inspired to go back to work, and it is a lot of work. They will give the ideas that fuel future episodes, help you find the errors and things to improve for future episodes. They will disagree with you so you don't get a big head. They are the ones taking their time to watch your work, and they deserve your eyes and ears when they've something to say. You owe them that, and you will be repaid 10 times over for it too. You just keep at it, and keep trying to improve a little more with each episode. You never phone it in, and always give it your all, and they will help you with that. I hope I've not painted too boring or arduous a picture of the channel and making episodes today, and given some folks an idea how we do it here and how they can too, if they want to. In the end, all I can say is that the last few years of doing this have been among the most enjoyable and rewarding of my life. I look forward to doing it for many years to come, and I hope you'll stay with me for that journey. As always, thanks for watching, and we'll see you Thursday.